Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on Monday, November 18th, 2024. From Financial Services Online, your definitive source for personal and business insurance solutions. Leading off today, we bring a crucial update on a local fraudulent insurance claim that holds significant implications for the industry. An individual attempting to exploit QBE, the insurance provider, by inflating a theft claim was denied any compensation due to their deceit. The incident illustrates a harsh truth in the insurance industry. Under Section 56 of the Insurance Contracts Act, fraud, at any magnitude, invalidates all claims. The AFs echoed this mantra, stressing the primacy of integrity in insurance proceedings. Clearly, policyholder fraud remains a major industry obstacle. Next, it's about the soaring insurance premiums brewing a storm in households across Australia, caused primarily by the intensifying impact of climate change. From Brisbane to cyclone-prone areas across the nation, residents are grappling with spiking premiums, a fallout from severe weather events. For instance, Brisbane resident Bernadette Sista has seen her premiums double, a trend echoed by the Actuaries Institute's report of a median rise of 9%. Consequently, according to a survey by Parents for Climate and the Climate Council, the majority of Aussie parents are anxious about these rising costs, underscoring the urgent need for suitable government policy responses. Transitioning now to the more innovative world of insurance, where AI is starting to make remarkable impressions. The Earnix survey shows us that the insurance industry is gearing to adopt AI solutions at an accelerated pace. With over two-thirds of insurers hoping to implement these advanced technologies within the next couple of years. Insurers now see AI as a crucial vehicle driving the future, with predicted six-fold impact increases on business. Despite some lagging in terms of modernization, the industry seems committed to harness AI's full potential. Notably, regulatory compliance is getting significant AI investment attention, a trend particularly seen amongst European and Australian insurers. Lastly, we focus on APRA's ongoing quest to revolutionize the reinsurance sphere. Amid challenges to premium affordability and availability, due mainly to increased climate incidences and geopolitical instability, APRA is keen to harness innovative solutions like catastrophe bonds. In doing so, they hope to improve retention levels and soften the blow of rising reinsurance costs. Consequently, APRA calls upon all industry stakeholders for comprehensive feedback on its general insurance reinsurance framework, a discussion that would run up until February 17th. That's all from us this week on the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Do visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insightful updates on the Australian insurance industry. Remember, integrity is the bedrock of insurance. Always be truthful in your claims. Stay insured, stay secure. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Until next week, Australia. Take care.